Merci, commissaire. Merci.
Alors ?
La cible est toujours en place. La cible quitte l'appartement. 10 secondes.
Démarre.
Démarre. Culotte ou pas culotte?
Bon, allez, un peu de sérieux, les gars. Elle tourne à gauche. Elle va au Nemours. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Qu'est-ce qui vous ferait plaisir?
Un thé au lait, une orange pressée.
Et un croissant au beurre. J'ai déjà passé la commande.
Merci.
De rien. Vous avez un visuel?
On a un visuel. Elle boit son thé.
Quoi, répète?
Elle boit son thé.
Vous m'avez demandé un thé, monsieur?
Ah non, non, merci.
La question, s'il vous plaît.
J'arrive tout de suite.
Bonjour monsieur.
Bonjour.
Je cherche Elise Ward.
Ward,
oui,
c'est madame.
Ok, merci. Bonjour, Elise Ward.
Oui, c'est moi.
J'ai un colis pour vous.
Il y a quelqu'un qui lui parle.
On dirait un coursier.
Yes.
She's at the usual cafe. She's speaking with a man. He looks like a messenger, but you said to call if anything changed in her routine.
Stay on his face. His face.
Do you think it's Alexander Pierce?
I think everybody's pierced.
Non, mais c'est bon. C'est cadeau. Je vous l'offre.
Merci.
Hop. Voilà. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
All right, grab him.
Chopez-le.
On l'interpelle.
Monsieur.
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 Arrêtez, s'il vous plaît. Police.
Mais qu'est-ce que j'ai fait?
Restez calme, suivez-nous en.
Son état d'arrestation.
Une brigade d'investigation financière.
Brigade de quoi?
Chut.
Et je vous bosse, moi, les gars.
Elise, you have no reason to trust me anymore. But give me a chance to explain myself. I know the police are watching you. We have to throw them off the trail. Board the 822 at the Gare de Lyon. Pick someone my height and build and make them believe it is me. Burn this letter. It is important you follow my instructions precisely. I love you, Alexander.
It's from him. Save that letter. Go in now, save that letter.
Daniel, fonce.
Non, stop! Police!
police.
Quoi? Mais qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Well.
The later is burned to shit.
Don't fucking touch it. Collect the ashes, take them to the van. I'll send you someone.
Eric, tu fais le tour, on va la récupérer rue Choiseul. Allez, vite! Voilà, va à droite, au bout. Allez, accélère!
Alexander Pierce has a new face, just as you suspected. I'd have thought it must have taken quite a lot of the money he stole from Reginald Shaw to finance this transformation. Ahmed Jubali, bicycle courier of Algerian descent. Not only has Pierce acquired a wife and a child, he's also 4 inches shorter than he used to be. That must have been a big item of expenditure. Congratulations, Atchison. You have indeed cracked this case.
Letter to Inspector Collins.
Sir, this morning she received a note, and we have strong reason to believe...
Alexander Pierce has 744 million in illegal assets that, given he is a British subject, we might seize.
Order, please.
This operation so far has cost me 8 million. If I thought there were more than a 1 in 100 chance you could be successful, it would be rational for me to continue this operation.
1 in 100.
I do not.
Yes, that's an amendment.
Yes. Needs redrafting.
Yes, sir. Everything after...
Thank you, sir.
There's just one more. Yes, that's it. That's it.
Projection for the pension plan forward.
Not now.
Are they meeting in Lyon at 8:22?
Gare de Lyon, perhaps.
Gare de Lyon. That's it. Gare de Lyon. The train station. She's getting on an 8:22 train. Go.
Board the 8:22 at the Gare de Lyon. Pick someone my height and build and make them believe it is me.
Bonjour.
Smoking?
It's not a real cigarette.
What?
It's electronic. It delivers the same amount of nicotine, but the smoke is water vapor. Yeah, water. LED light.
That's somewhat disappointing.
Would you rather have me smoking for real?
I would rather you be a man who did exactly as he pleased. I'm Elise.
I'm Frank.
That's a terrible name.
It's the only one I've got.
Maybe we can find you another.
Okay. You're British.
Hmm.
I'm American.
Hmm.
Hmm. What brings you to Venice?
You read spy novels. I'm a mysterious woman on a train. You tell me what my story is.
Okay. I think you'd be a diplomatic attaché.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a girl from East Germany whose father's been kidnapped. And they're blackmailing you into stealing something for them. Probably a microfilm. It's usually microfilm involved.
What awaits me?
Trouble, certainly.
Danger.
Oh, yeah. You'll most likely be shot at in less than two chapters.
Hmm. Is there a man in my life?
I'll have to wait and see.
Invite me to dinner, Frank.
What? Would you like to have dinner?
Women don't like questions.
Join me for dinner.
Too demanding.
Join me for dinner?
Another question.
I'm having dinner. If you'd care to join me.
Bartender. guess that. I'd imagine you're the cool math teacher, though.
Still a math teacher.
Je te fais une petite photo souvenir.
Vas-y. Ne rate pas.
Still working on that. Well, I only have the sketches to go by, so. Ectomorph, yes. Same basic phenotype. Bottom line, could be him.
I knew we couldn't leave her. Run a worldwide blind check on that face, I bet you 10 quid, and there's no match.
Okay, but what case number do you want to book it under?
Just run it.
You really think it's Piers?
Run it. Give me Italian Interpol.
I have a strange feeling. Those two people over there are watching us.
Do you know something? I think you're right.
Really?
You're a paranoid math teacher.
Firenze delle ore 12 è in partenza in ritardo al binario 12.
Memorizzatelo bene. In 10 minuti il treno è qui. Appena scende arrestate.
Locale da Domodossola in arrivo al binario 8. Locale da Domodossola in arrivo al binario 8.
What are you doing all alone in the City of Lovers? Is there no one in your life?
There was.
What happened?
She left me.
I'm sorry to hear that, Frank.
Arrivo alla stazione di Venezia Santa Lucia tra 10 minuti, fine corsa. Arrival at train station Venezia Santa Lucia in 10 minutes, end of the line.
Guess I should go get my suitcase and stuff.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh,
sir. Wait. Pick someone my height and build and make them believe it's me.
We did get an exact match. He's a maths teacher from Madison Community College, Frank Tupelo. Lost his wife in a car crash 3 years ago. He's a tourist.
Thank you. Give me Italian interval.
What are you doing?
The internet fraud report. So, this is what Alexander Pierce looks like.
It's above your clearance. Get back to your work.
Fluttering his eyelids like a girl. That's his tell. Go all in.
Yes?
I have a piece of information for Mr. Shaw. It's concerning Alexander Pierce.
Alexander Pierce just arrived in Venice. With her.
Good early.
Sir.
Change of course. Venice.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do I own in Venice?
Do you want to come with me?
What? Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I could use the lift, yeah. Thank you very... That's very kind. Oh, oh.
Welcome to Venezia, signora.
Bye.
Thanks.
Sì, signora.
Grazie.
Oh, my bags.
You coming?
Gracias. Buongiorno, benvenuto a Daniele, signora.
Elise Clifton Ward, and husband.
Oh, we arranged for you a wonderful suite with a bathroom and with... May I have your documents, please?
Yes.
Thank you. It would be my pleasure to show you up personally. Please, this way.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay, sir. Thank you.
Great.
Mille grazie.
Everything was arranged according to their precise instructions. I very much hope you will not be disappointed. We are entering the Doge's suite. It's a room that has been a home, away from home, for Marcel Proust and Honoré de Balzac.
Thank you.
Have a nice day, sir.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
It really is a very nice hotel, isn't it?
They think of everything, don't they?
She will be with her. They'll be staying at one of the grand hotels, the Pitti, the Regina, the Danieli. I want you to keep a watch on all of them. You can kill the girl, but you can't kill him. Not until I have my money, that is. Yes, no?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You're ravenous.
Do you mean ravishing?
I do.
You're ravenous.
I am.
Come on. Scampion champagne risotto, please.
Excellent choice. Excellent. He didn't say that to me. Did he not like my choice?
Your choice was excellent.
Who is he? Hotels don't leave gifts like that, do they? Who is he?
Someone who used to be very important to me.
Used to? Are you meeting him in Venice?
I hope so. Part of me hopes I don't.
Why?
Because I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being summoned. But it felt even worse not hearing from him for 2 years. It's the Roman god, Janus. My mother gave it to me when I was little. She wanted it to teach me that people have two sides. A good side, a bad side. A past, a future. And that we must embrace both in someone we love. And I tried.
What's he like?
He's different from anybody I know.
Difference good. Where I come from, the highest compliment they can offer a person is to say that they're down to earth. Grounded. Drives me nuts.
Would you like another Americano?
I don't know. Would I?
It really was a very nice restaurant, wasn't it? Very nice wine. I'm making us a nice little drink. Which is very nice of me, isn't it?
Thank you.
Were those flowers here when we checked in?
It's an invitation to a ball 2 nights from now.
Been summoned.
It appears I have.
Compliment.
Another question you need never ask.
You are the least down-to-earth person I've ever met.
It's been a long day. I do hope the couch will be comfortable. Good night.
Scusi, signore.
Good morning. My name is Guido. I'm your waiter.
I'm Frank. What's this?
It's your breakfast, sir.
I didn't order any.
La signora ordered it for you when she left.
And she left.
Have a nice day, sir.
Go see an old friend.
What?
Он не похож на Пирса.
Бог сказал, он может быть не похож.
Берем.
Hello? Please help.
Buongiorno, signore.
Buongiorno. I need help. There are two men trying to break down the door.
I see. What kind of problem do you have with the door, sir?
No. There are two men with guns trying to break in. Both hombres con pistola.
Oh, your Spanish is excellent, sir.
Thank you. I gotta go!
Sir? Americani.
Но нужен живой.
Сан Фернандо.
Intervenire.
Yes.
Commander Acheson, two armed men are chasing the American from yesterday. Shots have been fired.
Request permission to intervene.
You still have a lease.
We still have a visual on the lease ward, but the American is in imminent danger.
You mean the mathematics teacher from Wisconsin? I'd say not our mandate.
Sir.
This man is in real peril.
This is exactly why she chose it. To distract us. Stay with her. Do not move unless she moves. Am I making myself crystal clear?
Sir, they will kill him.
Not our mandate.
Al mercato della frutta c'è uno
un pazzo, che si vuole buttare? Sarà un americano.
Scendete, please. Fermo, please. Scendete, please. Fermo. Scendere. Non butto.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Cornudo! Antes sono cornudo!
I'm so sorry. Lo siento.
Fermato!
Lo siento!
Se attacchiamo dal cazzo mi faccio dare!
Passate a telefonare.
D'accordo.
I think you need more than I.
Thank you. Gracias.
De nada.
You smoke?
Wish to report a murder?
No. Some people tried to kill me.
I was told you were reporting a murder.
Attempted murder.
That's not so serious.
No, not when you downgraded from murder. When you upgraded from room service, it's quite serious.
So is assaulting a police officer.
That was an accident.
The officer feels differently.
With all due respect, sir, I think maybe I should be talking with someone. Someone not Italian. Like the embassy or Interpol.
Interpol?
I'm an American citizen.
What does it mean?
I don't know, but I'm involved in something here, and no offense, this is not a local issue.
What is it you think you're involved in?
It all started when I met a woman on the train from Paris.
This is already good.
No. She took me to her hotel.
Ah, bene.
No. She's involved with another man. I think she's in love.
Sorry to hear that.
I know. Anyway, this man, whatever his story is, some people are obviously trying to kill him.
How do you know this?
Because they tried to kill me.
They tried to kill you?
Yes, because they must have thought that I was him.
I like you, Mr. Tupelo.
I like you too, sir.
But surely you understand how strange this all sounds.
Where are you taking me? Oh, you're gonna lock me in there?
Don't worry.
Please don't do this. Sir, I've done nothing wrong. Please.
It's only until I check some facts.
Checked out.
We have to leave. You're not safe here.
I don't understand.
This has to look right. The man you're talking about is called Alexander Pierce. He stole big money from a gangster. They've come to Venice to find him. They think you are him. They place a, come si dice, a bounty on your head. That's why you're not safe. Wait here for a moment. You've come to buy a key? Brand new bills. I appreciate it.
You think we cheat you?
Of course not. I just enjoy counting. Well, gentlemen, Alexander Pierce is all yours.
Помните, в него не стреляй!
Есть!
Куда? В обрез! Полегрите! Да!
I think we've lost them! I'd really like to take these off!
We have to wait to get to open waters!
Oh, okay. Elise! Elise!
Куда? Вниз за рекорд. Здесь.
Возьми!
lavorare per un fisico come il suo è sempre un piacere.
Mm. You think it's a little loose?
No, so molto bene.
Quattordici rouge, paiement.
Eccoci, monsieur.
200 cavallo.
S'il vous plaît, diamo più.
No. Они вернулись.
Here, bring them in.
I'll come back tomorrow.
No, stay.
We tried everything, sir. But he got away.
So I heard. They're referring to the young man who stole $2.3 billion from me.
Mamma mia!
You know, I worked very hard for years. I wouldn't have to do the dirty work anymore. No more chasing traitors. No more killing. Now I employ people to do those things for me. Except that you don't. Does it look all right?
Yes.
Like always.
What's always?
Very good.
Yes. I think it looks all right.
That's how you pick a lock. Why do you know how to do that? Where's the owner of this boat? Bottom of a canal?
Sitting in a cafe with a pocket full of euros.
Why is all this happening? Why is everyone trying to kill me?
It's because I kissed you.
Do I look that much like him?
I am sorry I got you involved in all this.
Why are you involved in all this?
Because I'm in love with him.
Really? I'm not. Seriously, help me understand why.
I honestly didn't think he would let it go this far. I didn't think he would let Shaw get to you.
Shaw? That's the man that Pierce stole from?
Reginald Shaw. Alexander used to be his private banker.
I thought he'd be Russian or something like that.
He surrounds himself with Russians. But he's as English as Alex and I. Give me your hand. Now he owns most of the casinos and brothels from here to Novosibirsk. Once, he bragged to Alexander that he had every man killed his wife had slept with before she met him. When he found out how many there'd been, he killed her too. There you are.
What made Pierce think that he could take on a guy like that?
It's just who he is.
Did you ever feel like that about someone like me? I don't regret it, you know. Kissing you.
I have to go check the thing.
tie yourself, would you? I wish we'd met in another life, Frank. Take the next flight back to America. You'll find what you need in the bag. Be safe. Clifton Ward, identification number MFS 98495G.
You've certainly blown your cover now.
I'm ready to give you Pierce.
You're ready to give me Pierce. Well, that's interesting. So you aren't here to beg me to lift your suspension. You've actually come to do your job. Allow me to ask, why now? You live with a man for an entire year, during which time we don't get one single usable photograph. But now you're ready to give him up. It's because of that tourist, isn't it?
I want to put an end to this before someone gets killed.
Wow. I wish I could understand your choice in men. A fugitive thief. Well, that's exciting, perhaps. But a school teacher? From Wisconsin. Who'd have thought your tastes were so provincial?
Do you want Pierce or not?
Yes.
I'm meeting him at a ball tonight.
You know you'll have to wear a wire.
Buonasera, signora.
Would you be so sure I was coming?
I just knew it. Fate wouldn't bring me to an evening like this with no reason. As soon as you walked in, I knew what the reason was. No?
No.
Count Lili Porcaggia, landowner. Big reputation as a swordsman.
Well, he won't be dealing tonight.
Alexander, excuse me.
It's Pierce. He's here. He just left her that envelope. Pull up the footage. We have his face.
Alexander. Alexander. Frank.
I don't bloody believe this. All right, get that moron out of here.
You shouldn't. I can't, I'm sorry.
Come on. You owe me a dance.
Be here.
No, Elise, this is the one place on earth I should be.
How did you get in here?
I told the doorman you were my wife and I wanted to keep an eye on you. Italians are big on that kind of thing.
Leave.
No. You like the suit? You paid for it. I've been thinking about your friend Pierce and his plan. And so far, I'm thinking it hasn't worked out for him.
No?
No. Take that gangster guy.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I don't believe that Pierce was prepared for him being here for the whole chase.
Will you please leave?
You're kind of worried about me, aren't you?
Yes.
And I'm worried about you.
Frank.
And I'm not leaving without you.
You were part of the plan. You were useful. That's all. What do you think? I saw you on the train and my heart stopped. Leave.
You say please.
Excuse me, sir. I think you've made a mistake.
I'm going to follow her on the boat. I want snipers on all surrounding rooms. And if you get a visual on Pierce first, call.
Help. Hello?
Shh. Let's have a little bump.
Por favor. Who are you people? Where are we going?
Well, I don't know, Alexander. Where are we going?
I'm Don Alexander. My name is Frank Tupelo. I'm an American citizen and I have rights.
I don't care what you call yourself these days. Your name is Alexander Pierce and you have no rights. Not till you pay us £744 million back taxes.
£744 million?
Looks like someone else is following our target.
Reginald Shaw. Well, this could be fun. All right, stay close, but not too close, and get the office to send me an interpreter.
All right.
Yes, 744 million. You didn't think we knew about that bank account in Liechtenstein.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen. You asshole. I know everything about you. I even know how much that face cost. 24 million wired to a Brazilian surgeon from a numbered Swiss bank account. I haven't been able to prove it. But now I don't have to. Because I just lock you in a box in a basement until you tell me where the money is. It's all right, Frank. I know you're not Alexander Pierce, but you know who you are? You're a moron. And you're a moron that almost ruined my £8 million sting operation. Twice. So you're going to stay here until this is all over?
Please. You can't do this. I haven't done anything. I shouldn't be here.
You know what I think? I think that this is the one place on Earth you really should be. How was your night in the hotel? She's quite something, I'm sure.
Target is about 200 yards away from destination. We are matching speed.
Good. But don't get too close. I don't want to scare Pierce off again.
E questo? Ecco.
Grazie.
Prego.
I won't be needing any more this evening.
Magnificent. I've never really understood the love that people devote to each other. Money, yes. Possessions, yes. But people are so unreliable, they sicken, decay, and die. But this is worth dying for.
We're alive.
Oh, yes, do sit down.
When are you going in?
You're welcome to stay and watch. If you can keep your mouth shut.
You know, Alexander was like a son for me. I loved him. That brilliant, playful, disrespectful young bastard. I even thought he and I were two of a kind. Oh, I took great pleasure in never knowing what the scamp would do next. Until one day what he did next didn't give me any pleasure at all. You know, in our quaint legal system, if a man sleeps with my wife, I kill him and her, get away scot-free. Crime of passion is what it's called. But my passion extends to all the things I own. They are me. They represent me. So if a man steals from me, I kill him. I kill his wife, his children, his mother. I might even throw in the family doctor for good measure. For he has taken from me something for which I have paid the infinite price. My soul. That's something these idiots will never understand. He's not coming, is he? He sent you to get the money. Where is it? Where is my money? Where is the safe?
I don't know.
Where is the safe?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it behind this bookcase here? Or perhaps this one here. Where is the safe?
I don't know. I haven't seen his...
Please, you have to do something.
Permission to fire.
Hold your fire. I repeat, hold your fire. Not until Bear shows himself.
You're very beautiful, Elise. Now, try to combine it with a little intelligence and tell me where the safe is.
If I knew it, I would tell you.
Я думаю, она ничего не знает.
You have to go in. They're going to kill her.
Where's my interpreter?
They're going to kill her.
She can handle herself.
She can handle herself?
She's one of us. Expert in undercover operations. And when I sent her to Russia to find Pierce, she went dark. I think she could never quite decide if she was with him or with us. She's a good agent. Except she invariably falls in love with any man that she spends longer than a train ride with.
Commander Acheson, I'm the interpreter.
Yes, go.
Ciao, salve.
Ciao.
5 minutes надо подождать.
Нет смысла. Она точно ничего не знает.
If you could provide me with some context.
Я думаю, она ничего не знает.
She really doesn't seem.
Мне кажется, пора.
To know where it is. We should go. We give it 5 more minutes. If Pierce doesn't show, if Pierce doesn't show, we get rid of the woman and go.
Permission to engage.
Negative.
Please.
Not one more word from you. They won't kill her. Pierce will come. He has to come.
All right, let's do it. Нет, нож.
Engaging target.
Negative, that is an order.
Ordine del cazzo.
Now, if you don't tell me where the safe is, I might be tempted to rearrange your face somewhat. You'll find life is not quite so giving to an ugly woman. You really don't know, do you?
There! The medallion there.
Open it.
There is movement in the courtyard.
Pierce, I knew it. You know what? He does look a little like you.
Let's try.
press enter.
You may try one more time.
Let her go.
Oh, my gosh.
If you let her leave, I'll open the safe.
Stop right there.
Frank, what in hell?
Please, Liz. Let me handle this. I'll say it again. If you let her go, I'll open the safe.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Alexander Pierce.
Это Оуэн Слотки.
He's not Alexander Pierce.
Liz, please.
The hell are you doing?
The hell is he doing?
Permission to engage target.
Shut the hell up.
Alexander, is it you? Truly?
Truly.
Show me your teeth. Alexander had crooked teeth, stained from excessive smoking.
Braces, electronic cigarettes.
He had a higher forehead.
I had a migraine for 2 weeks after the remodel.
You sound different.
Voice chip implant.
No, I mean the way you speak.
Yes, that's right. Alexander was English. This man is American.
I've actually gotten so used to the American accent that I find it a tad difficult to go back.
That's pathetic. This man is not Alexander Pierce. He's a tourist.
A tourist?
Someone I happened to sit next to on a train.
How would a tourist know that you killed every man your wife ever slept with?
I told him that.
You told a tourist?
Why would she do that? It's absurd.
Well, there's a simple way of finding out. Open the safe.
I've made you a deal. When she's gone, and I know she's safe, then...
Well, I'll make you an even better deal. Open the safe now, and I won't make you watch something that you would never forget. Open it.
I see.
Now you see.
Sir,
I know him. He'll come for her. I know him. He won't give her up now.
We must engage. Permission to engage, sir.
Sir.
Inspector Jones, permission granted. Fire.
Proiettili.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Agent Ward, your suspension's lifted.
Thank you, sir.
And your employment is terminated. Effective immediately.
Thank you, sir.
We got him. We got Alexander Pierce.
Where?
On the fundamenta. 300 meters south of your location.
È tutto documentato.
Agli ordini.
Chiamato
al
fondo.
Solita procedura, colonnello.
Maresciallo, rimanga qui.
So you love me. Alexander Pierce these days.
I love him too, unfortunately.
I may have a solution for you.
Come on, let him.
Oh. I'm just a tourist. Just a tourist. You said I might get arrested at some point.
What?
But that you'd have to let me go because you'd have nothing on me.
Who?
The man has been sending me these texts.
Texts?
And the money, of course.
Let me get this straight, because I'm a little confused. You receive money from a man you've never met before, who sends you text messages telling you just to show up somewhere.
Well, not just anywhere.
Clear.
$744 million.
Inspector Atchison, this operation is now officially terminated. I'll expect your report on Monday.
Sir, listen.
We have our money, Atchison.
But we don't have Pierce. The man's a criminal wanted in 14 countries.
But what is it he did, really? He stole money from a gangster. A dead gangster. And he has good taste in women. I can't say I don't wish him well.
Mr.
$20 million worth of plastic surgery. And that's the face you choose.
Do you not like it?
It'll do.
Expectations. Black.